Okay, good to everybody, and welcome to the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, or more correctly, I guess, the pre-Shabbos HaGadol Drasha for the year Tufshin Pei Aleph, this unusual year, unusual because of what we're going through as a community in terms of COVID, although perhaps we're turning a corner, also unusual because we have the actual Shabbos HaGadol is next Shabbos, but that's Erev Pesach, and even had there not been any issues relating to any pandemic, the drosha would not have been held on Shabbos HaGadol proper, but rather would have been held today, Shabbos HaGadol, the week before Shabbos HaGadol. That's the more standard practice, but the situation that we're in allows us to have this year, Bez Hashem, this evening, as a pre-Shabbos HaGadol drosha, and we'll begin. I'd like to ask everyone to make sure to mute themselves, and during the course of the shiur, if we can hold off with questions till the end, I'd be happy to stay on or entertain questions afterwards. I don't interrupt the flow, and everyone is welcome to say to stay on after and ask questions, but not during the shiur itself, if that's okay. Also, I guess we'll eventually post them on Macomas. I think some of you have gotten them already. I sent out by email, but we'll try and get them on the screen as well. For those who like to follow, it's not absolutely necessary. So let's begin. The mitzvah, or certainly one of the mitzvahs, which is so readily and directly associated, obviously, with Pesach night at the Seder, is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, that we're required to eat matzah at the Seder. It's the mitzvah from which the whole Yontif gets its nickname, Chag HaMatzos. Colloquially, we call it Pesach, but actually, technically, the name is found in the Torah, and as we say in the Davening and in the Kiddush and so on, we say always Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. So in a number of different places, we're presented with a mitzvah to eat matzah during the course of Pesach, and the first of the sources in Parshas Bo that we learned last Shabbos, on Shabbos HaChodesh, Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, says, V'ochlus ha-bosa b'layla hazeh tzli eishu matzos. You have to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach together with matzos, also marah. Then it says in Pasuk Tetzvav, Shivas yomim matzos tochelu. Again, for 7 days you eat matzah. Then in Pasuk Yurches, Barishon barbo asar yom lachodesh ba'erev, the 14th in the evening, that we call that the 15th, ba'erev tochlu matzos. Again, a mitzvah to eat matzah. And again, in Pasuk Chof, komach metzos lo sochelu, b'chol mos rosechem tochlu matzos. So the Gemara in a number of different places refers to all these psukim to teach us that the mitzvah to eat matzah, it's a mitzvah midaraisa, and it remains a mitzvah midaraisa even today. When I say even today, I said even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, in the absence of the Korban Pesach. Also, another relevant pasuk is in Parashat Baaloscha, the second source, Bamidbar Perek Tes, that's by Pesach Sheni. We learn that towards the end of Chalamoid. There it also says that a person who was unable to bring the Korban Pesach during the month of Nisan, Bachodesh HaSheni, Perek Tes of Bamidbar, Pasuk Yerav, Bachodesh HaSheni, in the second month, Iyar, Barbo Sayom HaChodesh, also the 14th day of the month, you have to bring the Korban Pesach. And also again, it says, Al Matzos Umar Yochluhu, you eat it together with matzah and more. So, the Gemara tells us towards the very end of Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Kuf Chof Amud Aleph, source number 3. Omar Rabba Matzah Bizman Hazeh Doraisa. Rabba tells us that Matzah Bizman Hazeh remains a biblical requirement. It's a mitzvah in HaTorah, whereas Mara is only Drabbanan. Ask the Gemara why. I'm not going to read every word inside. Gemara says, why is Mara different? The answer is because Mara, in the Pasuk in Parshas Baaloscha, as well as in Parshas Bo, it's curious that the Gemara chooses to quote the Pasuk from Parshas Baaloscha, which is by Pesach Sheni, and not the Pasuk in Parshas Bo by Pesach, the regular Pesach. But okay, that's something we can ponder a different time. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Al Matzos Umrom Yochluhu, so that Maror is associated with the Korban Pesach. Eat the Maror together with the Korban Pesach. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that when you have a Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat Maror. When you don't have a Korban Pesach, there's no mitzvah midaraisa to eat Maror. However, the Gemara then says there should be the same thing about matzah. Why is matzah any different? Why is there a mitzvah to eat matzah without the Korban Pesach? And the answer is, the third of the psukim that I printed above, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Ches, says, Bo'erev Tochlu Matzos. You look there, and you see there's a mitzvah to eat matzah independent of the Korban Pesach. The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah stands on its own. So therefore, the Gemara says, that's how the Rashbam explains and so on. Matzah for source four, the Rashbam there in Pesachim Kufcha from Aleph says matzah bizman hazeh daraisa laila harishon choval kol ponim. The first night there's a mitzvah to eat matzah with or without the Korban Pesach. Okay, because matzah stands in that pasuk independent of the Korban Pesach. So that's one important Gemara that's relevant to this discussion. The Gemara goes on to note that the psukim in Parshas Re'eh, which we lay in the last day of Pesach, there in Dvorim, Perek Tes Zayin, source number 5, the Gemara there says, Shomor is Chodesh Aviv, right? They observe this festival during the springtime, and Pasuk Beis is after Pesach, and there it says, in Pasuk Ches, Sheishes Omim Tochol Matzah. You have to eat matzah for 6 days. Wait a minute, that's a contradiction because it says there in the, you know, the third pasuk in source 5, Devarim Perek Tezayin pasuk Ches Sheish Yisamim Tochal Matzos, and above we saw you have to eat matzah for 7 days. The source 1 Perek Beis pasuk Tezlov Shiv Yisamim Matzos Tochelo. So Rashi, both there in Devarim Re'e Perek Tezayin pasuk Ches, and there in Shmos, both Perek Beis pasuk Tezlov, sources 6 and 7, and it's based on the Gemara in Psachim Kubchaf Amar Aleph Kubchaf Amar Aleph in source number 8. The Gemara says we have a derivation from here. Evidently, on the 7th day, and again, there's some interference, so people can please mute themselves. It would be much appreciated. Maybe the co-host can also mute people. Again, please try and unmute yourselves so we're not interfering with other people. Rashi, both in Parshas Re'eh and in Parshas Bo, based on the Gemara Pesachim, source 8, Kuf Chafam and Aleph, the Gemara explains that evidently there is no mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days, because the pasuk only says 6 days. So apparently, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah on the 7th day. You can, but there's no mitzvah. From there, the Gemara has one of the rules, which is the among the midos shatar nidreshes bahen. Some people say that every day, Rabbi Shmuel. One of the rules that from which we extrapolate and we expound things in the Torah is that when you have something that's part of a group, davar shiyotzah shahar beklal, the yotzah in a klal alamed, and it comes and it's taken away from the group, so it comes to teach you not only about itself but about the group itself. And therefore, the Gemara says that just like the eating matzah on the 7th day evidently is not mandatory, because the pasuk says in Re'eh 6 days. Okay, if it says 6 days, not pasuk, that's the end of which is highlighted in blue. There it says sheish yishamim tochal matzos. So evidently, you don't have to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. But if that's true, then it turns out that that's a rule the whole week. You don't have to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz, but you don't have to eat matzah. It says, what about the first night? No, the first night, there's a separate pasuk. Again, the third pasuk above in source 1, Shmos Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Ches, has the expression, ba'erev tochal matzos, you must eat matzah that evening. That's how Rashi, in both sources 6 and 7, both in Re'eh and in Bo, and the Gemara, Rashi is simply quoting the Gemara, concludes, Ba'erev tochal matzos ha'kosuv kovo chova. The pasuk makes it obligatory. That's the Gemara in Psachim. And I printed there, you can turn the page to the next page, sources 9 and 10, Rashi and Rashbam explain how the derivation in the Gemara works. So that's one relevant Gemara teaching us that there is a mitzvah the first night. The whole rest of the week, there's no mitzvah. Now there's a different discussion. Is there a fulfillment? Is there some sort of a kiyum teep matzah every day? So that's a shir for a different time. But undoubtedly, it's clear from this Gemara that there is no requirement teep matzah on, other than on the first night of Pesach, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, we keep 2 nights, so we have 2 nights, 2 sedarim, you have to eat matzah. But the rest of the week, you can't eat chametz, but you don't necessarily have to eat matzah. There might be a kiyum mitzvah to do it, but you don't have to. It's not a requirement. It's not a chova the first night, it's a chova. Good. There's another relevant Gemara earlier in Pesachim, on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, in source number 11. The Gemara there notes that one of the psukim they quoted above, again, a psukim from Parshas Re'eh, back, you don't have to put it on the screen, but look back in Parshas Re'eh in source number 5, there's a link between eating, the link between eating matzah and eating and not eating chametz. There's a connection that's drawn between eating matzah and not eating chametz. So the Gemara first assumes that it comes to teach one thing. Okay, but the Gemara concludes, no, what it comes to teach you is, and this is the key, that as long as there's still an obligation, as long as there's still a requirement to not eat chametz, there's also a requirement to, yes, eat matzah. That's what the Gemara in Tav Kav Ches on Beis, source 11, the Rashi's there in 12, explains how it works. What do you mean? To come to teach us that even in the absence of the Korban Pesach, there's still a requirement to eat matzah. Why? Because the requirement to eat matzah is linked to the prohibition of eating chametz. So as long as the prohibition of eating chametz is in effect, and the prohibition against eating chametz is certainly in effect, even without the Korban Pesach, we're not allowed to eat chametz even today. So therefore, the requirement to eat matzah is also in effect. So eating matzah and not eating chametz are heads and tails of the same coin, and therefore, as long as there's a requirement not to eat chametz, as a prohibition against eating chametz, as a requirement to eat matzah. So that's another source, Chof Ches on Reizim Pesachim, which teaches us that there's a requirement to go ahead and eat matzah on Pesach that applies even today, even in the absence of the Korban Pesach. And finally, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin Reis. Again, based on the Pesukim that we had above, it said in the last source, in source number one, last pasuk in source number one, It said, "Kol machmetes lo sochel b'chol moshe osechem tochlu matzos." That's Perkid Beis and part of the bow. Pasuk Chav. It says, "B'chol moshe osechem, wherever you live." So the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Zayin Rebbe says, the 13 Moshe of the Kosar Rachmona Gabe Matzamor Lomale. It's derech because I might have thought that it doesn't apply wherever you live and whenever you live. It applies only in the context when there's a Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara concludes, and there it's not true. Okay, as Rashi explains in 14, Gabe Matza b'chol moshe osechem tochlu matzos. One is required to eat matzah wherever you live, wherever you are. It's not bound up with the Korban Pesach. Good. And that's indeed, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, Mitzvos Esei Kuf Nun Ches 15, the Rambam makes quite clear that the mitzvah is, Tibar Lecho Matzah B'Lecho Mishol Samanisan, Yeh Shom Keves HaPesach Lo Yeh. Whether the Paschal Lamb, right, the Korban Pesach is there or it's not there, it doesn't matter. There's a requirement to eat matzah, and he quotes the Gemara and the Pesach, right? And the Gemara Pesachim, Barav Tochel Matzah, Sakosu Kavochova, etc., etc. And indeed, in the Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Alecha Aleph, the Rambam writes in Source 16, Mitzvahs Esem and Atorah Lecho Matzah Belel Chamishoso, etc. Bechol Mokom, Ubechol Zman, wherever you live, whatever era you live in, whatever age you live in, and so on, it's not linked to the Korban Pesach. Only it is linked to the Korban Pesach, but it stands on its own. And therefore, the mitzvah is to eat it, zu mitzvah bifnei atzma. Of course, that's talking about, says the Rambam, the night of the first night of Pesach, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, the first two nights. The rest of the week, b'shar haregel, achilas matzah v'shus, rotzo ochel matzah. You want to eat matzah? Fine. You want to eat other things? Fine. Just can't eat chametz. And that's in terms of the mitzvah of achilas matzah, just to set the table, and no pun intended, in terms of the basics of this mitzvah. The question is, the item that's used for the mitzvah is, of course, matzah. Are there requirements regarding the baking of the matzah? Or no, you have to have matzah. Well, whatever matzah is, we know it has to be made of one of the five species of grain, mixed with water, good. And you have to make sure it doesn't rise. But are there any requirements in terms of when to bake the matzah? That's what I look at over here. We don't find anything specific in the Gemara that tells us when you have to bake the matzah. You have to bake it in time to be able to eat it at the Seder. Fine, there's a mitzvah to eat at the Seder. When do you bake it? Whenever you bake it. However, there is a Mishnah in Sukkah, which teaches us the following in Source 17. The mitzvah in Sukkah, Mishnah in Sukkah says, Sukkah Yeshana. You have an older Sukkah. Rashi explains that it means more than 30 days. It was built more than 30 days before Sukkot. Beis Shammai post little Beis Hillel Machshirin. Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai are of the opinion that that a Sukkah that's more than 30, built more than 30 days before Sukkot is invalid for the mitzvah of Sukkot. Okay, you're not allowed to use that for your sukkah. And Beis Hillel disagrees. And Rashi explains, because Beis Shammai, look at 18, Beis Shammai or Poslin, to boy sukkah lishmo. Because according to Beis Shammai, a sukkah has to be built for the sake of the mitzvah of sukkahs. And if you just built some sort of a hut, not for sukkahs, you built it in March because you want to be able to sit out on your porch, or in May or something like that, where the weather gets warm, and it happens to be a kosher sukkah, that's not valid. It has to be made l'shem sukkah. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says, no such rule. As Rashi says there in 18 on the second last line, Beis Hillel Machshirin, the lobin and sukkah l'shem chag. You don't have to build it for the sake of sukkahs. You have to have a sukkah that when it meets the criteria. So you sit in the sukkah, and when sukkahs arrive, it doesn't matter how or when it was built. Okay? And that's what the Mishnah says, right? Ezu sukkah yishona kol shasa kodem chag shoshim yom. However, avalim also l'shem chag, afila mitchilas ashona k'sher. But then the Mishnah says, but if you built it for the sake of sukkahs, then you can build whatever you want. Let's say I build it in the summertime, 2 months before sukkahs, but I'm building it for the purpose sukkah. Oh, that's okay. That's what the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and explains what is 30 days, where does 30 days come in? So Rashi explains there in the second Rashi, an 18th Sukkah, Tes Amud Aleph, Dimas Mishama, he refers to a Gemara, I printed in 19, which the Gemara says in Pesachim, Vomud Aleph, and other places, Ketanya Sholem Vidarshim, Milchas HaPesach, Kodah Pesach, Shoshinom. 30 days before Yontav, that's considered that you're in the Yontav zone, right? That's when you begin to ask Shilas and Kashas and so on and so forth, and those Shilas take precedence over other Shilas, various dinim that apply 30 days before, so it's the same thing with Sukkah. Okay. Offhand, this would have nothing to do with us, okay? It's a Machokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel anyway say that the Sukkah is kosher even if you built it earlier, okay? And even according to Beis Shammai, it's okay to build it earlier too, as long as you did it L'shem Sukkah. The last Rashi in 18 says, K'sher l'Beis Shammai to it. Right? The last line that says, if you build it L'shem Sukkah earlier than 30 days, it's a valid Sukkah. That's only necessary to teach us according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel, it doesn't have to be for the purpose of Sukkah anyway. You could build it 4 months before. You could build it for another purpose altogether. And if it happens to meet the correct criteria, you can use it for Sukkahs and Shalom Yisrael. So according to, at this point, this would have nothing to do with us. However, you look in Source 20, Tosos there in Sukkah, Tesmer Aleph, Divamasal Sukkah Yishana, quotes Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi Tani, Sorech L'chadesh Ba'Dovar. If you build a sukkah early, you have to make something new, fix something. Then a quote says, what do you have to fix? Some say a tefach's worth of material, some say even a kosher, whatever the exact, you have to do some kind of tinkering. Okay? Okay, very nice. That still doesn't have anything to do with us. But then the Yerushalmi goes on, as Tosus quotes in the second line of 20, Ubasar Achisa Hosam Matza Yeshana. What about matzah that was baked more than 30 days before Pesach? The Bavli doesn't discuss it. But Tosas quotes Yerushalmi that says, same thing, Plugta de Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel. The same dispute between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel about a sukkah made, in, that's in the Mishnah, about a sukkah made more than 30 days before sukkahs applies also to matzah baked more than 30 days before Pesach. Okay? And according to this approach, it would be the same machlokas. Beis Shammah would say that it's no good, and Beis Hillel would say that it's good. So according to Beis Shammah, we'd have a problem with any matzah baked more than 30 days before Pesach, just like he says a sukkah built more than 30 days before sukkah is no good. So too, a matzah baked more than 30 days before Pesach is also no good. But then the Yerushalmi goes on, it's all quoted in this Tosus, and it says, Omar Rebbe, it's a little over there, you see whoever exactly the speaker is. No, Divrei HaKol, listen to this. When it comes to Pesach, everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel agrees, that if it's baked more than 30 days before, no good. Why? Mikavan shalo asal ashem pesach davar bari hu shalo dictate ba, says the Rishalmi, the Tosis quotes, when it comes to matzah, if you baked it more than 30 days before Pesach, you weren't thinking about Pesach, and therefore probably you weren't as careful in terms of chametz and everything else, because it was you're baking it for whatever. Okay, and you weren't thinking about Pesach. So that's an interesting Yerushalmi. As a side, we'll come back to see Yerushalmi's side in a moment. The Meiri there in Sukkah makes an important comment. When it comes to sukkahs, we said, well, you got to do something, right? You got to mechadesh, you have to fix something. So the Meiri writes, what's the fixing? So the Meiri there in Sukkah, Tesavon Alav Divam Mas HaMishnah, Shemesh 21, says, because we're going to Harishonim, Shadayo B'Pikbuk V'Nidon HaSchach, you have to move the schach a little bit. Okay, you got to do something, fine. But Af Be'elo Nirili Shalom Nemar El HaChatchila V'Derech Hidur Mitzvah, Aval HaTorech Iker Mitzvah Lo. Meiri has an important point. That's only a hidur to fix something. But strictly speaking, it's good. So we'll keep that point in the back of our head, what the Meiri is saying, that even when it comes to Sukkah, the conclusion of the Gemara, that you have to fix something, that's only a hidder mitzvah. You know, it's proper, but Meikra Din, strictly speaking, it's okay, even if you didn't fix anything. So keep that thought in mind. The Yerushalmi is there in Sukkah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis 22. And indeed, it says exactly like Tosa says, Tani tzarech l'chadesh b'dover, fine, right? A machlok is what do you have to fix and so on. We look at the end, af b'matzah, end of the first line there, af b'matzah kain. Matzah yeshana tifluta de b'shamah de b'shalel. Yerushalmi says by matzah yeshana means matzah baked more than 30 days before Pesach, same machlok is. And that's one opinion, but Amar Yossi, no, by matzah divrei hakoli, mikaven shel also shem Pesach, dover bor shel dikdek bo. Okay, now it's interesting, the Korban Ha'edah is one of the commentaries on the Yerushalmi on the page. Writes in 23 that the idea of tzarech lechadesh b'dover, he says, afilu b'lebeis Hillel, like the Meiri, the Machshir and Sovereign, the Lemitzim and Amuvchar, tzarech lechadesh b'dover. Even when it comes to Sukkah, even Beis Hillel, who says that strictly speaking, you can build your Sukkah months before Sukkot, and even if it's not L'shem Sukkah. But the Korban Ha'edah learns Yerushalmi saying, but even Beis Hillel agrees that it's proper within 30 days to do something, fix something on the Sukkah just to indicate that it's L'shem Sukkah. Now we have the same machlokas between, according to the first view, Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel argue about matzah as well. And look, as the Korban Ha'edah says in the third line of 23, Apa matzah yishona tila Beis Shammah psula Beis Hillel k'shera. Right, the same machlokas. And then the other opinion, Rebbe or Yerushalmi Tzab Yossi, says, no, when it comes to matzah, everybody agrees that it's possible. Why? Because we're afraid you weren't paying close enough attention. You baked it 4 months before. Who's thinking about Pesach? Okay. Even the people who clean the house early are not cleaning the house 4 months before most of the time. So then we're afraid you weren't as midaktik. The Pnei Moshe is the other commentary on the page in Yerushalmi. The Pnei Moshe on the entire Yerushalmi says the same thing, right? Explains. And I don't have to read the whole thing. We look at the last line of 24, last Pnei Moshe. Af b'matzah came. The b'matzah yishana gam came tifluk der b'sham yisila. In k'sheri her b'yoyosi yomar divya kol he b'matzah. By matzah, everybody agrees, because we're sure. Look at the last words of the Pnei Moshe. Shelo dikdek bo l'shom achimetz v'af beis hillel modeh bo. When it comes to chametz, even beis hillel agrees that matzah baked more than 30 days before Pesach, you weren't careful about it, and therefore it's no good. Now the Rambam, with regards to Sukkah, never quotes this whole din even by Sukkah. Okay, the Rambam simply says the important 25, Parak Hay of Hilchas Sukkah Halacha Tes, Sukkah Shanases Kilchasa, if it's made in accordance with the Halacha, Mikol Makom, from where, for whatever, Kshera, Afal Pi Shalom Nases Ushain Mitzvah, even though it wasn't made for the sake of the Mitzvah, the Rambam ignores this whole concept of fixing something. He seems to reject the entire Rishami. He never makes any din, maybe because the Babi doesn't say it. The Rambam simply ignores this entire discussion. On the other extreme, though, it's interesting, at least as a lechatchila, the Or Zeruah, one of the Rishonim from Vienna, Yitzhak Or Zeruah, 26, in his Hilchas Tfilin, Siman Tov Kof Lamed Gimel, says that this is a din in general. Whenever you make something for the purpose of a mitzvah, it's proper to do it lishma. Look at the end of the first line, the chol mitzvah boy tchilas yasa lishma. Like sukkah, like matzah, he says it even by tfilin. Okay, that's an interesting side point, that it's always proper to do a mitzvah when you're preparing the item, the chefetz, that it's going to be used in a mitzvah. It should be done for the sake of the mitzvah, at least the chatchila. Okay, interesting side point. Although the Rambam doesn't paskin like that, Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Sukkah, Orachayim Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav Sif Aleph 27 does. Okay, look what the Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch says. Sukkah Yishana, okay, an older sukkah, meaning it was made more than 30 days before sukkah, is kshera, but uvuvad shiachadish badaber. But you must fix something, ata now, begufa l'shem chag. Fix something, play with the sukkah, do something. Okay? Now, however, Shulchan Aruch does say, since we pass like Beis Hillel, imasol l'shem chag, when you first built it, even 3 months before, you built it for the sake of the mitzvah, kshera below chiddush. You can fix it, it's kosher even without fixing anything. Okay, what's the idea of fixing something? So the Levush, there in Aruchayim Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav Sif Aleph 28, says, even though you don't really have to make the sukkah for the purpose of the mitzvah, it's proper to fix something. You know why? Look at the second line, Kedei Lechave Besam Mitzvah, second line 28. It shows your love and your affection and your, for the mitzvah. Lefichach sukkah Nasis Tok Shoshim Yom, if you made it within 30 days when it's obvious that it was done for the sukkah, then you don't have to fix anything. Obviously, you're building it for the sake of the sukkah. Okay, I would like to point out to my family, a week or two before Sukkot, you can hear the clanging of people dropping metal utensils against their metal tools against their sidewalk or against the pavement. You can hear clanking and clanging all over town. Okay, so we know a few weeks before Sukkot, everyone's in the shame Sukkot. You build it much earlier, says the Levush. You know, more than that, the midrabanan. Look at the words at the end of the line there. Abu midrabanan, sarach shecharish v'shum dovar l'shem chag. Right, you should fix something. That's how the Mishnah Berurah also rules, and that's him in Tov Reish Lamed Vav and Hilchos Sukkah. Sif Dalet, he writes, lechatchila lemitzvah lechatchila. It's proper to fix something, but strictly speaking, if it was built before, you wouldn't have to. Okay. But coming back now to Pesach, that's about sukkahs. Where does that leave us with regards to matzah? So again, the same Yerushalmi appears in Pesachim as well. Yerushalmi and Pesachim, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, source 30. Matzah Yeshana, matzah is old matzah, meaning it's baked before more than 30 days before. It doesn't tend to get stale, as we know. Okay, matzah, you know, stays fresh whether it's 30 days before or 3 months before. Okay, I've mentioned in the past, I remember one year when my children were little, So one of my sons is, you know, swiped the afikomen and he hid it somewhere. And as sometimes happens, I'm sure in your family too, he fell asleep long before we got up to the afikomen and we couldn't find it. We didn't know where he hid it and so on and so forth. Okay, so the halacha strictly is, I don't want to ruin anything for the children. You can take a different piece of matzah and use that for the afikomen. That's what we did. And then we forgot about it. Completely forgot about that matzah that we couldn't find. The following year, right before Pesach, I was doing B'dikas Chametz. I was searching one of the drawers, and lo and behold, there was that piece of matzah which my son had swiped the year before. It was still in the same afikomen bag, afikomen deckel. The matzah, you know, I mean, I didn't eat it, but it looked fresh as ever to me. Anyway, the matzah, when we speak about old matzah, it means it was baked more than 30 days before. So it's the same machlokas. Okay, one opinion says that subject is Pupe Shalom Yisilo, and the Biosi says, no, Divya Kol, everybody agrees, because if you bake the matzah early, you're probably not going to be careful about, you know, about chometz and so on and so forth. And we know that we're talking about the matzah from that's being used, l'shem mitzvah. We're not talking about, that's how the Pnei Moshe points out, you know, we're talking about the matzah that's needed for the mitzvah. Maybe the matzah that you want to eat all week, maybe you can be more lenient with that, but certainly not the matzah that's for the sake of the mitzvah. Okay, so now the question becomes, first of all, 1 second. That's what the 33, the Shiare Karbon. That's this by the same author, the Karbon Eda, Korban HaEdah is sort of like a Rashi style. There's no Rashi in the Yerushalmi. It's one of the things that makes the Yerushalmi a difficult text to study. There's no Rashi in the Yerushalmi. But there is other commentaries. The Pnei Moshe is on the entire Yerushalmi. And I'm not sure the Yerushalmi have the Korban HaEdah. The Korban HaEdah lived in the 1700s. So he wrote a commentary. It's a Rashi style commentary called the Korban HaEdah. He also wrote a Tosa style commentary called the Shari Korban. That's in 33. So yes, Akasha, one second. Okay. With Sukkah, we had an opportunity. You can fix something, right? You can tinker with the schach. You can do something to make it, you know, clear that you're doing it with shame sukkah. What do you do with the matzah? Nothing to do with matzah. It's baked already. You can't do anything with it, right? There's no opportunity to fix it. So he leaves it as an interesting question. He says, you know, with sukkah, we said, you know, it would seem when it comes to sukkah, we said you have to fix something. What are you going to do with matzah? So he really leaves it as a tzorach ian. He says, ha'ef shalachadish badov. Nothing to do with the matzah. Okay, so he said, well, okay, you're right, but let's remember, he said, even when it comes to sukkah, we only said that's lechatchila, it's a mitzvah and a mukhar, it's a nice thing to do, we don't really have to. So with matzah, you have no choice, you know, you can't do it. So you just use the old, you know, the matzah that's more than 30 days old. It's lach, but the Rebbe Huda says the same thing in his commentary on the Bavli and Sukkah Tesam and Aleph. He says, it sounds like Beis Hillel would agree that when it comes to sukkah, it'll tzorach lechadish badover. Right, you should do something to indicate you're doing it with shame sukkah, play with the schach, move something or whatever. And my chiddush dover mishkachas matzah, how can you do the matzah? Okay, so, okay, but again, even with sukkah, it was only a chatchil. From all of this, it would seem that one should not get matzah that was baked more than 30 days before Pesach. And many people who go to matzah bakeries, taka, get the matzah within 30 days of Pesach. Good, but many of us don't. Most of the boxes of matzah, even the hand shmur matzah in the store, were baked long before 30 days before Pesach, many months before. They start baking matzahs, you know, not long after Sukkot, you know, those who know the industry. And so what exactly we rely on? According to the Shushan, we have a problem, okay, that they're required to use matzahs which were baked for the sake of Pesach, you know, within 30 days of Pesach. So we have a Tosefta. If you look at 35, we have a Tosefta in Pesachim, Perek Beis, Alach Yud Gimel, Yotzin B'Charara Uve Matzah Yeshana. Okay, it's okay to use old matzah more than 30 days before, but as long as it was made for Pesach. And since, as we said before, you can't not try to fix something, so good, as long as it was made L'Shem Pesach. And those who have ever been to a matzah bakery know that every 2 minutes they're screaming out, L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah, L'Shem Matzah, that's well before 30 days before Pesach. But it's done L'Shem Pesach, it's good. We don't have to worry about the 30 days. That's what the Tosefta says. Okay, the tour in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Nun Ches 36 quotes from the Rav Yoav Ezra, his name is Sefer. Hevi Tosefta quotes this Tosefta, but he writes, towards the end of that line in 36, the cause of the Yerushalmi polygat Tosefta. He said, evidently, the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Tosefta. Okay, the Tosefta said it's good as long as it was made L'Shem Pesach, you'd even have it months before. However, the Yerushalmi apparently disagrees. So the Bach in 37, his commentary on that tour, says, why do you assume that the Yerushalmi disagrees? Why do you assume, maybe he doesn't understand why does the Rabbi assume the Rabbi Yosef says it disagrees. Okay. Maybe the Yerushalmi would agree that if it was made L'Shem Pesach, then it's good also 30 days before. Now, who says that Tosefta is disagreeing? The Yerushalmi was only saying that it's a problem if it was baked before 30 days because probably you didn't have it in mind and so on. But if you did, even the Yerushalmi would agree that it was good. So why says the Bach, does the Torah assume that the Yerushalmi, in the name of the Rabbi Yosef, that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Tosefta? That's not true, is it? Because evidently, says the Bach on the fourth line of 37, Efshar, apparently the Rav Yoah holds no. Apparently the Rav Yoah says the Yerushalmi disagrees. And the Yerushalmi says that no, you cannot use something that was baked 30 days before, unless he said, like by Sukkah, you can fix something, change something, alter something, which is not relevant by matzah, as we explained. And he says this is a rabbinic requirement, it's midrabanan, and since it's not possible to do it by matzah, guess what? It's no good. Okay, look at the last few words. V'kevan de be'inan chiddush u'b'matzah lo efshel l'chadish. Okay, since the Sukkah required midrabanan to make some sort of, if the Sukkah was built more than 30 days before Sukkot, you have to do something to change it, and that's not relevant to matzah, then guess what? Eino yotze ma midrabanan. Midrabanan, according to Yerushalmi, you're not yotze, not like the Tosefta. That's what the Rav Yoah means, that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Tosefta. And guess what? Says the Bach at the end of the paragraph in 37. Venira de kachu anachon. That, I believe, is correct. That's the halacha. De ein yotzin b'matzah ha'afuya kodim shloshim afilu asal l'shem Pesach. Says the Bach, I believe that that is the halacha, that you cannot be yotze on Pesach with matzah baked more than 30 days before Pesach. I don't care if you had all the kavanas in the world. You said 25 times, Hashem matzah smitzah, this is for the holiday of Pesach. I don't care, says the Bach. If it's more than 30 days, we pass like the Yushalmi. The Tosefta says you yotze, okay, but the Bach says that we're choshesh with Yushalmi, and therefore his opinion is, lehalacha, that you cannot use for the Seder night matzah that was baked more than 30 days before Pesach. Now, many disagree. The Be'er Heitev there in Siman Tov Nun Ches Sifkat Aleph 38 writes, Kosav HaBach, the Ein Yotzin Matzah Shabbos Kodom Shoshim Yom, but he writes, HaPoskim Cholkim Aleph. Most authorities disagree. The Mishnah Berurah as well. It's Sifkat Aleph. But he says, notice, Bidi Eved. Not the best, but okay, good enough. Im Afa HaMatzah Kodom Shesh, we'll come back to that, before the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, we'll come back to that. O Shnei Chadoshim, a couple months before, it's a kosher, but it's only the Yevid. And that's the Shar Tzion explains, that's not like the Bach. The Bach says it's no good. Okay? So, what comes out from here, and that's how the Birah Gro 41 also says there in Siman Tov Nun Ches, in Sifalat, Divra Vasa Nogim, he quotes the Tosefta, and he says we can assume like the Tosefta, and I said, V'chein Ikar, and we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, even if you want to argue the Yerushalmi disagreeing, we don't follow that Yerushalmi, and we're not worried about if it's baked early. However, many Rishonim, and here's we move now to 42, next page, the Rishonim, a number of prominent Rishonim were of the opinion that, guess what? Not only can't you use matzah baked more than 30 days before, but the proper time to bake matzah is on Erev Pesach. Never mind 30 days, Erev Pesach. The Rav Yoh, in Source 42, in Psachim Tofnon Beis, Siman Tofnon Beis, in his presentation, writes that even though, technically speaking, an older sukkah, a sukkah yeshana, even though sukkah made more than 30 days before sukkah is okay, as long as it was made l'shem chag, but by matzah lo sharinan, by matzah we do not allow matzah that's baked more than 30 days before, even if it was made, maybe it was baked l'shem matzah and so on and so forth, he doesn't like it, and he says it's a machlokas, like we just said, the Yushalmi and the Tosefta, and look at the end of 42, ro'oy l'hachmir, it's proper to be machmir, shelo lasos l'chatchila, and look what he says at the end of 42, v'afilo be'erev Pesach kodem chatzos, Tzorech Lizoyer. Even Erev Pesach. Let's forget this year. Let's say Erev Pesach is on Wednesday. The proper time to make the chametz is Erev Pesach, not Kodem Chatzos, but after midday. You know what he writes? Look at the words, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's more beloved to do a mitzvah in its proper time. Hold that thought. The Rokeach in Siman Reish Pei Aleph 43. Look what he writes. Minug Lafos Be'erev Pesach Mimincha Gdol Veilech. The minug is to bake your matzahs on Erev Pesach. You think Erev Pesach is a busy day for us? Imagine what he's talking about. That's why I call this extreme matzah baking, right? Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's when we're going to bake our matzahs for the Seder. Okay, from Mincha Gdol time on. Mincha Gdol Veilech is 1:30 and so on. You know why? Because that's when they brought the Korban Pesach. Okay, look at the second line of 43. Mi o mina kitikovas ha Pesach. That's when the carbon Pesach was brought. So that's the time you bake the matzah as well. The Sefer Yireyim in Siman Shinai and Shin Beis, the old first kufches. Nira mina kosher, the proper mina shalo lafos matzah ba'od chometz kayim. You know why? Because in the morning you still have chometz. So it's incongruous to have baking matzahs for the Seder when there's still chometz around. So therefore you wait till after the zman of chometz. Like goes my minister in the Rama, Hukos Chomet Shamatza, Perigvo, Lachates, and Ozayim, quotes the Urayim, and he writes towards the end of the Gam Rashi Kosov, the Ein Lafos Matzos from Mitzvah Kodem Chatzos. It's not proper to bake the Matzos from the Mitzvah before midday and Erev Pesach. Kishain, just like Shaina Pesach Nishar Kodem Chatzos. The Korban Pesach wasn't slaughtered before Chatzos, we'll see shortly. The Korban Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach in the afternoon after midday. So he said it's the same thing. The Ha'iska Shal Pesach, because there's an equation drawn between Pesach and Matzah, like we saw a little bit earlier. Now, he says, I won't go so far as to say B'dievet, it's no good. Rashi seems to say B'dievet. If you bake your matzah, never mind, before 30 days before. According to the Hagos Maimonides, Rashi said, even if you bake your matzahs before the sixth hour of the day on Erev Pesach, okay, some say six and a half, whatever, before the afternoon on Erev Pesach, that's also no good. That, all lesser could the priest, that far I don't go. Well, I like it also. And another one of these shows, Seder Pesach Siman Reish Yud Gimel 46, says the second line, Mitzvah min amuvchar, the choicest thing is lafos ba'arbasor matzah achar bir chametz. After you get rid of your chametz, right, after bir chametz, in the morning, whatever time it's supposed to be, you know, by 11, whatever time it is, I think this year, what is it, 11:59, I think this year. After that, you can bake your matzah. And so, as I called it, extreme matzah baking. Why is that? Because apparently these Rishonim are saying baking matzah is linked in some way to shechting the carbon, the meat, from the carbon Pesach. When was that done? So that we know when it was done. That's a pasuk in Chumash, in Parashat Bo, 48, Perek Yud Beis of Shmos, pasuk Vav, right? You take your animal, the pasuk hey, it says samim, it has to be a lamb, fine. You take it, and ad arba sayom lechodesh, so the 14th of Nisan, the shachtu also called kaladas yishol bein arbaim, and you shecht it bein arbaim. Rashi says there in Parashat Bo, what does bein arbaim mean? Mishay shos on amala kar bein arbaim, the 6 hour day, afternoon, after midday. It's not 12 noon on our clock, but I mean afternoon, change the clock, so I mean after midday. Okay, so let's say a half hour, fine. Indeed, the Mishnah says in Pesachim, Samach Aleph Madal, 50, the Mishnah says, Shachtu Kodem Chatzos, puzzle. You shecht the Korban Pesach earlier than midday, it's puzzle, no good. Because it says, Bein Arbayim. The Rambam Paskins that way. Hilchos Korban Pesach, Parakalam Achadal. Shkitza Pesach Chatzos, Yim Shachtu Kodem Chatzos, puzzle. No good. Okay, now, we have an equation drawn between Matzah and Pesach, because the Gemara has in Pesachim Kuf Chesem Beis, next page, verse 53. Without going to the details now, the Gemara has a link between, we know this link on the other end. We know that you're not supposed to eat the matzah past the time where you can eat the meat from the Korban Pesach. And according to Melazim Nazari, that was midnight. And that's why many people are makbit to have the afikomen by midnight, you know, whatever time midnight this year, it's around 1:02, I think. But usually we're able to make it, but not always easy. Anyway, that's because there's a link in that Gemara, Kuf Chav, Beis in Pesachim 53-54, that Gemara in Pesachim draws a link between eating the carbon Pesach meat and eating the matzah. So obviously the Pesach and the matzah are linked, all right, and therefore these Rishonim say the same thing. The same thing is true in terms of the preparation. Just like the eating of the matzah and the eating of the carbon Pesach meat are linked by that Gemara, so too the preparation of the carbon Pesach, namely the slaughtering, and the preparation of matzah, namely the baking, are also linked. And just like the slaughtering of the carbon Pesach has to be in the afternoon, that's a pasuk chumash, so too the baking of the matzah should be the afternoon of Erev Pesach. That's what comes out. Okay, that's what comes out. The Beis Yosef points out, we move down to 56, scroll down 56. Hopefully they'll get scrolled down soon. Okay. The Beis Yosef says in Tof Nun Ches, Beis Yosef writes that this is only true about the matzah being used for the mitzvah. Okay, scroll down 56. Okay, it's only true about the matzah being used for the mitzvah. The matzah you want to eat the rest of the week. Okay, that's okay. All right. That's fine. Okay, but as far as the matzah for the Seder, it's linked to the Korban Pesach. The Bach notes in 57, the Bach notes, Simon Tafton Ches, Ein Maschilin, right? Ein Zemeforsh B'Talmud. He acknowledges, it never says specifically anywhere in the Gemara, this whole concept, we saw it in the Rishonim, but this whole concept of baking matzahs and Erev Pesach in the afternoon is not mentioned in the Gemara, but Shekach Nagu, that's the many quotes, the Rokeach, and so on and so forth. And he says this equation, just like eating the Korban Pesach is linked to eating the matzah, so to preparing the Korban Pesach, the slaughtering, is compared to baking the matzahs. Okay, now, not everybody agrees to this. Okay, the Mordechai in Pesachim, first paragraph, Remez Tov Kuf Mem Gimel, 58, he quotes Rabbi Chil Miparis, okay, one of the Balei Tosfos, said it's mutter to bake it before the afternoon of Erev Pesach. He said, you don't have to take the link any further than the Gemara does. Look at the last words in 50. Hekesha de matzah lepesach lo habe el inyan achila velo inyan afia. The Gemara draws that link, draws that equation between the matzah and the carbon pesach with regards to eating it. Okay, that the Gemara draws the equation. Who says we make the jump from there to the preparation? Okay, yeah, the Korban Pesach has to be slaughtered on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzos, after midday. Okay, that's a pasuk in Chumash. But who says we make that equation to matzah? Says the Mordechai, and according to Rabbi Chil Miparis, he says, nothing doing in terms of preparing. You made that jump. Okay, but you don't have to make the jump. And if, right, the link in the Gemara between the Pesach and the matzah is only with regards to eating it, not with regards to its preparation. So it's perfectly okay to bake it before midday on Erev Pesach. That's the Chil Miparis. Rabbi Yerucham also told us about Rechava, the Siv Hei Chelekim, 59, also writes, Mutter Laf shows. Right? It's perfectly acceptable to bake the matzah earlier than midday and Erev Pesach. Now we go back, we said earlier, maybe not, according to some anyway, not earlier than 30 days before. Okay, even that, as we saw, not everyone agrees to that either, but certainly not on Erev Pesach. You don't have to bake an Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Even the 30 days we saw, you know, that some say that, you know, the practice, but some say that it's certainly okay months before, certainly to the Evid. Okay, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbeinu Rucham in Simtof Nunches in Source 60, but he does say at the end, look, the last line of 60, V'nagu kol olam. The whole world has the practice, Shelo lahasilos arachar sheishos, V'ein l'shanos haminig. He says everybody does it later, on Erev Pesach afternoon, don't change the minig. Ramo also, in Darkei Moshe 61, says, V'chein haminig v'ninus elu, and our communities, and our custom is, L'ein lo l'shmatos hamitzah achar chatos on our bosar, on the 14th. And that appears in the Shulchan Aruch. Kesim and Tofnun Chesif Aleph 62. Noagim Shalolo Shmatzas Mitzvah Pesach Arachar Shev Shos. Shahu's Mana Kovas Karban Pesach. The claim of the Rabbi Nechum the Paris and others that the link in the Gemara is only made with regard to eating, notwithstanding, that is the minig. Okay? Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in 63, Sim and Tofnun Chesif Cotton Aleph, Mashe, no, a minig. That's only a minig. Okay, based on that connection between the matzah and the carbon pesach, now it's not a real connection. The Gemara to make that connection. It's a minig. Okay, but the real connection is with regards to eating. That's what he says. All right, but some people will wait for 6 hours. Again, in Sukkot and Dada, it says 6.5 hours. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions what someone just posted. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he says, I don't know, Siv Beis, he says, I'm astonished by those who bring up this hekesh to the carbon pesach, this connection between the carbon pesach and the matzah, and connect it to the preparation, connect the baking to the slaughtering. That's not what the Gemara says. Okay, it's not what the Gemara says. All right, he says that the practice is the Aruch HaShulchan. That's only about eating it and not about preparing it. And he says, therefore, in Siv Gimel, he says this point. He says, if you think carefully, in the olden days, when did people bake matzah? When did the people bake matzah? When did they bake anything? When they needed it. It wasn't they had mass production and kept things today. Right? In the old days, says the Aruch HaShulchan, they didn't bake matzah before Pesach. They baked every day what they needed. Right? Every day, we can't imagine such a thing. But everybody had an oven. So when you needed matzah for dinner on the third night of Chol HaMoed Pesach, you baked the matzah. Just like you baked bread. So that's what they used to do. Okay? So therefore, you know, So that was a different story. It was a different time. And as noted, that's what Rishonim were talking about. People anyway didn't bake well in advance. Not like today. Today, who bakes their own matzahs anyway, right? He said they didn't do it. Now, he said it's a nice thing to have fresh matzah. He writes on the second line, Pas Chama Tov Harba Yoser, it's better fresh than not fresh. I mentioned before, he's the old matzah, he said, were thicker, right? More like the Sfardi matzah, the Lafa matzah. I don't want that problem now. They would taste here. But he writes at the end, Avaletzleinu, look at the last line, She'ofen Korah Pesach ain't tam l'minigzeh. We don't, that whole minig doesn't apply anymore today, Aruch HaShulchan. We don't bake, we bake everything well in advance, okay? We don't, the whole reason doesn't apply. And that's why nowadays, look at the last line of 64, Rak tzasma medaktikim rom, a handful of medaktikim go ahead and bake their matzah in Erev Pesach in the afternoon. I don't think even the briskers did it. Briskers did not do it every Pesach in the afternoon. Most of the Hasidim don't do it. I mean, I think there's some that do it. Many Hasidim don't do it. Okay, it's not a widespread practice today. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Okay, now, the truth of the matter is, okay, there are other issues, other potential problems with baking matzah on every Pesach in the afternoon. Okay, one problem is that, you know, we're not allowed to have chametz anymore. And what if you make a mistake, right? So the Pusik says, in Parshas Bo, Perek Yudim, Pasuk Gimel, Lo Yechel Chametz, right? Not allowed to eat chametz. Now, the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph Hilchos Zayin, says, Ochel in Chametz Atzma Pesach Kol Shu Areisa Osman Torah. Not even able to bite any type of chametz whatsoever, even amount, any amount of chametz whatsoever. However, Koreis is only if you eat a kezayis. Okay, that's a point. Okay, Koreis is only the kezayis. Therefore, we're concerned on Pesach. We don't want to even a drop of chametz. Usually we have a rule, a drop of milk falls into some meat soup or whatever. We have a rule of shishim, things like that. It doesn't apply to a mixture made with chametz on Pesach. A drop of chametz falls into something, the whole thing's not allowed. That's a special rule when it comes to matzah. It's also b'mashu. Okay? But again, kar is not a different story, but it's also b'mashu. And that's why the Torah says, it's in Tofnun Ches, it's better to bake everything that you're going to need before Yontif. Before the holiday. Why? Because before the holiday, the regular rules of bittel, of shishim, apply. It's only if the mixture takes place on Pesach. Therefore, it's a good idea, says the Torah, to bake things before Yontif, in case any chametz get mixed in, it'll be 60 to 1, we'll be okay with it. Right, that's what that Torah says. Canaan writes there in Simtan Toftan Chesed Kot, Aleph 68, he writes, the Tov Lizor, Lafos Koromamoid, Kalamatzah Shetzarach L'Cholamoid. It's better to bake everything before, because that's the minig, because forget about Erev Pesach. You don't want anything to get mixed in, because anything mixed in will be Batal B'Shishim. Right, and you don't have to worry about it in case a tiny drop gets mixed in. That's Shulchan Aruch. Rav says that in Siman Tovton Ches. Also, the minig, so he quotes, and I'm not going to read the whole 69 now, but the minig is that many people did bake Erev Pesach in the afternoon, but he says it's not necessary, and in some ways it's a better idea not to. Okay, and that's what he writes. You can do it. The Iker Hadin, look at Siv Gimel, the end of 69. Okay, scroll down a little bit. The end of 69, it says, B'shas Archak, certainly, you, especially Matzah, you're sending to different places. He says, Afilu Mutarin La'avot, Afilu Kama Chadoshim. You can bake several months before Pesach. Okay, and that's, again, the more widespread practice today. Okay, the Vilna Gaon, okay, in 70, Maisa Rav, and Hilchos Pesach, Os Kuf Pei Ches, the Vilna Gaon writes, that you have to be very careful when you bake the matzahs. And it says about the Vilna Gaon, Hu zal haya ofen matzah loshana im shar matzos keachad lo velo haya makbi lafos tomber of Pesach achar chatzos. The Vilna Gaon in 70 says he was, they say that he was not makbi. He didn't follow this practice to bake an Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Okay? And that's how the Mishnah Berurah writes, and if caught in Gimel, we scroll down 71, Behine Rov Yisrael, Ein Nogin Lizar. Most people don't do that, even for the Matzah's Mitzvah and so on. And because we're concerned, you know, you make a mistake. It's a big mistake. It's already after you kind of went up, you weren't paying attention. Something got wrong. You got distracted. Oyvei. Now suddenly it's going to become Chometz, and it's already after this man of Chometz. And he refers for that exact reason. I'm not going to go into it now. But that's why it's preferable when you kasher things for Pesach, kasher it before this man. Of Issa Chometz and Erev Pesach. Kashrut it earlier in the week. Why? Because you have kulas. If it's Eina Ben Yomo, and if you don't have shishim, then you have kulas. Because before Pesach, shishim, the bitul of shishim works, doesn't work on Pesach itself. Fine. So now let's move down. But according to those who do insist, and we saw a prominent Rishonim who do insist that it's proper to bake your matzahs Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that becomes a problem this year. Because Erev Pesach in the afternoon is Shabbos, and you can't cook on Shabbos. So when are you supposed to, even according to them, when he's supposed to bake the matzahs this year? Can't do it on Erev Pesach because it's Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon, you scroll down to 74, the Bir Hagro, the last thing on the screen, says that's exactly the point. That's why, says the Vilna Gaon, you cannot possibly insist that it's an absolute requirement to bake matzahs on Erev Pesach after midday. Because he said, otherwise we're going to do it a year like this. That's his raya, so to speak. He said, obviously, that's only a chumrah. It's a nice thing, maybe, of Medina. He said, you know what will happen? You would not, if you can't bake matzahs before midday on Erev Pesach, okay, then what's going to happen in a year like this? You can't bake it on Shabbos, that's for sure. So you'd have to first bake your matzahs on Motzoi Shabbos before the Seder. Imagine that. Talk about extreme matzah baking. You'll have to come home next Matzah Shabbos after Meir, before the Seder, first start baking your matzahs. The Vilna Gaon says that it doesn't like that. Okay. He says that, because again, if you're so insistent, you can't bake the matzahs before Erev Pesach at midday. And Shabbos, you can't bake it Erev Pesach at midday because it's Shabbos. So you have no choice but to bake it Matzah Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon says that's a big problem. But although it's a big problem, take a look at 75, the Mordechai, in the Pesach in the first parak, that same simon as before, now it's in Tov Kuf Mem Gimel, says they asked Reb Shimshon Mishantz, one of the Balei Tosas, listen to this, look at 75. Keshechala Pesach Lios Becher B'Shabbos, if Pesach is Sunday, meaning Saturday night, when do you bake the matzahs? Can you bake the matzahs on Friday? And he writes at the end of the first line, V'heshev De'oser, no sir, you cannot. And he takes that equation seriously. Mishum the iskash of Pesach, matzah is connected to the Pesach, and just like you prepare the korban Pesach after midday, you have to prepare the matzah after midday also. And since you can't do it on Erev Pesach because it's Shabbos, you'll have to do it Motzoi Shabbos. That's what he says. Usser, he says you cannot bake the matzahs on Friday because that's not after midday on Erev Pesach. That's Rav Shimshon Mishantz. And also on the second line, two, the Gam B'Tshuvas Rav Yehudah Yigon, also quoted L'Issir, you're not allowed to do it. And he says, because when Pesach falls on Sunday, meaning Saturday night, Shabbos, Lo Sofu Matzahs B'Yom HaShishi, don't bake your matzahs on Friday. You got to do it. We can't do it on Shabbos. You got to do it Saturday night. Because of Maris Ayin, because people think you can bake on Erev Shabbos and so on. To see, even though you're allowed to bake on Erev Shabbos, people think you're preparing on Shabbos for Yom. A very difficult opinion, what he means by that. Then he says, Gam Ra'isi on the fourth line, Tshuvas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a different reason. He said it's going to mix people up, and people who don't have calendars and so on. And you're talking about the longest Pesach, right? They're going to mix people up. What's going to happen? People, if they're going to bake the matzahs on Friday, they'll think, actually, Pesach started on Friday night. It didn't. Friday night's not Pesach, it's Saturday night. And mix up the following week, they'll say, oh, the Pesach is already over. Right? Today's the last day of Pesach. Yes, they'll mix up. So he says, better not to bake the matzah early. Okay, I don't know if that's what a chashash, but that's what Tam says. But the Mordechai says, the end, Yesh Matirin, as we saw before, Bichlum in Paris, he quoted, Bichlum in Paris, he said, Yesh Matirin, it's okay to bake it on Friday, because in general, it's okay to bake it early. Although at the end, look at the last line of the Mordechai, Omnam Gimel Matzah Shal Mitzah, Yesh Lafos Below Pesach Motzei Shabbos. At least the three you're going to eat, you should bake Takan Motzei Shabbos. You can imagine, Mishum de Chaviva Mitzah B'shaita. That's why I called it extreme matzah baking. So we have actually a prominent Rishonim quoted by the Mordechai. Okay, but we need to understand what's the concern. What's the problem? Rashi Mishan said it's usur because it's connected to Pesach. You have to bake it Motzei Shabbos. And Rav Yehudah Gaon said this funny thing that it's going to look like you prepared it on Shabbos, but you didn't. You baked it on Friday. What do you mean it's going to look like you prepared it on Shabbos? You baked it on Friday. You didn't bake it on Shabbos. It's true, you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. That's true. But he didn't. He baked it out. What's in the dough you're going talking about? It looks like you baked them for Friday for Shabbos. What? I'm sorry, you baked on Shabbos for after Shabbos. No, it doesn't. You baked it on Friday. What's the problem? All right, Rabbeinu Tam, I understand it's going to mix people up at the end of the week. Sounds like a little far-fetched. But I don't even understand the last words of the Mordechai, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. What mitzvah? You want to tell me it's compared to the Korban Pesach? But wait a minute, you're not baking them out to the time you slaughtered the Korban Pesach anyways. Because the Korban Pesach was slaughtered even on Shabbos. So what do you mean, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? That I understand if you want to say there's an equation between preparing the Korban Pesach, namely the slaughtering, and preparing the matzah, namely the baking. Okay, but in a year like this, you're not doing it anyway. Because you're not baking the matzah at the time when they slaughtered the Korban Pesach. They didn't slaughter the Korban Pesach Saturday night. They slaughtered it Shabbos afternoon. So the whole thing is very, very difficult. I quoted the Shmuel Alek at Simrei Shid Gimel, just show that it's not a Das Yochid. And the Mordechai also says that the minig is not to bake until Motzei Shabbos. Okay, you bake on Motzei Shabbos. So then he quotes at the end an interesting thing that justify the practice of baking earlier, because that's what did, you know. But he says you can justify, but take a look what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. When did they bake those matzahs? They were already commanded. Achor Zelachem, Rosh Chodesh, already commanded to prepare matzahs. They didn't do it, apparently, because it says, Vayofos Abotzek, right in 77, Shmos Parakud Beis, Pasuk Lchamitaz, Vayofos Abotzek, right, there wasn't a time to rise and so on. They didn't, evidently, they didn't bake the matzahs early then, so we shouldn't bake matzahs early now either. It's interesting. So we need to understand, though, and I'd like to share with you now for the remainder of the shiur, something Rav Soloveitchik said, just explain this these different difficult opinions. Let's take first the Shimshon Mishans, the Rash Mishans, and Rav Yehudah. What are you talking about? I mean, I don't understand. You, why do you have to bake it Saturday? What does that help? Okay, why? I mean, I understand you want to make a connection to the slaughtering the Korban Pesach, but you're not making the connection to slaughtering Korban Pesach anyways. So what's the idea? Once you're doing it Saturday night, you do it Friday afternoon already or some other time. You're not doing it. And same thing with Chaviva Mitzvah Shait, you're not doing it at the time of the Mitzvah anyway. So, and then Rav Yehudah Gaon, it looks like you're preparing on Shabbos, after Shabbos. What are you talking about? You're baking on Friday. So the Rav said the following. There is Yerushalmi. Okay, I'm going to go to the next part a little quickly because I just quoted the different shittas about it. But there is a famous Yerushalmi, and it's part of the problem this year with Erev Pesach on Shabbos 78. Yerushalmi Psachim Paragud Alach Aleph says Omrav Levi Ha'ochal Matzah BeErev Pesach Kibar Rusos Beis Chomer. There's a rule: you're not supposed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And it says it's like a man cohabits with his wife. He has a relation with his wife before they actually got married. They're just engaged, just betrothed. Halacha is engaged, right? And the Korban Eid explains that you actually, it's like somebody who's impatient, can't wait. He's waiting to get married, so he couldn't wait. Right here, it's like you can't wait. And the Pnei Moshe says, you get Malkus for it, right? It means Malkus Marthas Rabbanon, all right? What's the idea? What's the comparison between the guy eating matzah? It doesn't sound like it's that similar. A person eating matzah and an Erev Pesach and a guy sleeping with his bride-to-be, you know? But okay, so the Shibul HaLeket, Incineration of Peshches, maybe one, and the Marivail, again, one of the Shalom from Kutzad Gimel, they both note that, well, there are seven brachas, right? The seven brachas have to be recited before a man is with his wife. So there are also seven brachas recited on Pesach night before you get to the matzah. What exactly are the seven is a problem because it adds up to more than seven. So he has his list. You know, the Kiddush has three brachas, right? The Bar Per Gofen and the Kaddish Yisrael Azmanim and Shechianu. And then you have the Bar Per Adam and the Karpas. And then you have the second cup of wine, and then that's where you five. And then you have the motzi and matzah. Motzi, that's his list. Marival is a different list because he accounts the Tilsadim. Whatever they do, you can look it up if you're interested in that. How you get to the seven. Fine. Whatever it is, bottom line, as the Labush says in Simon Tafai and Alice, 83, a person shows who cannot wait to eat matzah You must eat matzah on Erev Pesach. You can't wait. So you, it's like you're hungry. You're ravenous. It's like a person who can't control himself. Okay, whatever it is. The Rambam in 84, Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, it's not this fancy stuff. He just says we want to make a heker, a distinction between matzah, which is optional, and matzah, which is obligatory. So for one day, we don't eat matzah, just like a parallel would be that we don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We blow shofar the whole Chodesh Elul. We don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah to distinguish between the shofar that's optional and the shofar that's mandatory. Same thing. Whatever your reason is, when does this mitzvah or this minig that the Yerushalmi brings take effect and not eat matzah on Erev Pesach? So the Bala Mor, in Pesachim Tesvav, on base of the page of the Riff, 85. The Rosh, in 86, Pesachim Paragimel Siman Zayim. And the Ran on the Rift there in Pesachim Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, they all say that it takes effect at the same time as Sheish, at midday in the afternoon, right? In the afternoon, not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach is only in the afternoon, okay? When it's time for the Korban Pesach, it's already Erev Pesach, it's the Pesach zone, they're already bringing the Korban Pesach, so then it's not proper to eat matzah, you know, to sort of make this distinction or whatever the reason is. Erev Pesach in the afternoon, in the morning you can eat all the matzah you want. Okay, and even matzah, it's for the Seder. It's only, this whole minig is only an afternoon minig. That's what the Bala Mor, the Rosh, and the Ran say. The Ramban, the Nuchamas, and that Rambam, Pesachim, Tesvav, and Beis, okay, he says, no, it's all day. Okay, he says, it's all day. Because after all, we already start removing chametz. Hatamas, Hashem, Shabir, chametz, Balai, we're going to start getting rid of chametz the night before, right? So it applies the whole day. The Mordechai also, Pesachim, in the 10th parak, printed the source, it also seems to say the whole day. And the other Rishonim also, the Magid Mishnah in 90 says that the Rambam seems to learn that it applies all day long. Okay, Machlokas. What does that Machlokas revolve around? Shulchan Aruch, by the way, in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph Siv Beis in 91, says that the Ramor writes, really, look at Matzah Shiyotzin Baba Laila, any matzah. This whole Kumar is only on matzah that you could use at night. That's why it doesn't apply to matzah Shira, egg matzah, certain types of egg matzah. Fine. But the Ramor writes, Avo Matzah Shiyotzin Baba Laila, Asurim Lechol Kol Yom Arbozer. The Ramor passing like those Rishonim will say that it applies all day, not just in the afternoon. What about the night before? What about all day? These all day, daytime. Not what about the night before by Erev? Look, as the Chok Yaakov says, no, the night before is good. Okay. Mishnah Berurah said the night before, it's also okay. But both the Chok Yaakov in Sukkot and the Zion there in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph and the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Yerbeis, they both say that many people have the minhag ready from Rosh Chodesh and on not to eat any matzah. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And some people, as you know, nowadays already Purim. After Purim, we don't eat matzah. Fine. Just as a side point, I want to mention here quickly, you know, what about the night before? Is there an issur to eat matzah the night before? So some want to point out, they say this from Reb Chaim. He say, I'll bring you a proof. I mentioned Shul. I'll bring you a proof from a Mishnah that every child knows, every baby who knows anything knows this Mishnah, that you can eat matzah on the night before Pesach. How do you know? What Mishnah does every child, every Jewish child know? Shabbachol halelo son of win, chametz u'matzah, right? All nights of the year, you're allowed to eat chametz and matzah, meaning all nights you're allowed to eat matzah. That includes the night before Pesach. Oh, shabbachol halelo, that's what he means. Mishnah, every child knows, right? Okay, now you can argue, does it mean all nights? What about Yom Kippur night? You can't eat, okay. Anyway, bottom line is, we pass in Shulchan Aruch that you can't eat matzah the whole day of Erev Pesach. Fine. What's that machlokas about? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following. So Soloveitchik suggested that the machlokas is, when does matzah take on what we call in Talmudic lingo the chalos shame of matzah? When does matzah become matzah? I'm talking about the matzah using for the mitzvah. What's the difference actually? In the beginning of this year, I called it the fine line between chametz and matzah. What's it? You know, chametz and matzah, as we know, are made out of the same product. Right, the same five grains, dafka, those same five grains mixed with water. The difference is whether you let it rise or not, right? So what? At what point does something, do we distinguish, you know, between matzah, and what way is matzah just another type, not just another type of bread? When does it become matzah? So Soloveitchik said, you know when it becomes matzah? You know when something becomes matzah? The Rishonim are telling us it becomes matzah when we need to distinguish it from chametz. That there's a halachic distinction between chametz is one thing and matzah is a different thing. And when there's that halachic distinction takes place, that's when it becomes called matzah. Otherwise, it's just another form of bread. It just didn't rise. So what? It's just another form of bread. It's another type of bread. We make hamotzi. I don't know. Let's try them. Don't. For different reasons. But anyway, but it's just another form of bread. When does it become matzah? You know when? When we're now going to distinguish this from chametz. Okay? When we have a din of shmirah right? We have a din of shmartim es hamatzos, right? You have to guard and make sure these are matzos, right? That's how the pasuk says in Perek Beis, pasuk 9:97, shmartim es hamatzos. And the Gemara Pesachim, Lamed Chesam Aleph, going over our base, says, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. It has to be made as matzah. There's a din of shimur. Shimur is not just to keep it from getting becoming chametz, but you have to keep it in mind. It has to become matzah. When does something become matzah? The Rav explained that when do we compare, let's say, matzah to the Korban Pesach? When we have something that makes this special, that this is not to be confused with chametz, okay? And when does that take effect, according to some Rishonim? Well, at midday. When I bring the Korban Pesach, we're no longer allowed, that's when we're no longer allowed to have chametz, right? That's the Pesach in Parshat Kisisa 100, Lo Sishchar HaChametz Dam Zivchi, and so on. And the Gemara explains, Lo Sishchar HaPesach Badayim Chametz Kayim. You ever wonder why we have to go to chametz before Pesach starts? Why not wait till Pesach starts? You know, an hour before the evening. No, we're not allowed to have chametz from the time you're able to bring the Korban Pesach. It's a possible chametz. Lo Sishchar HaChametz. And Rashi explains there in 102, Shchitas Pesach Zmanam Tchil Shabbat. You bring the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. From that point on is when you can't have chametz. And the Rabbanu, we make it a couple hours early, okay, 10:56. But Midah Raisa, it's when you can bring the Korban Pesach. There cannot be, the two things cannot coexist. Chametz and Korban Pesach can't be together. Okay, well, if that's the case, 1 second. So now, if now we have something called chametz, which the possession of which or the existence of which in my possession will disqualify a Korban Pesach. Oh, so now we have something called matzah. Matzah is not matzah you can have. So now suddenly the distinction the Rav explained. The Iker matzah becomes matzah after halachically becomes matzah after the time you can bring the Korban Pesach. And when is that? In the afternoon. That's why those Rishonim, the Balamor, and those other Rishonim say, when does this practice not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach take effect? When it becomes halachic matzah. And when's that? After midday. The morning, no problem. You can eat as much matzah as you like. But Erev Pesach in the afternoon, when now we're bringing the Korban Pesach, and now there's suddenly a distinction between chametz and matzah. Because now you have something called chametz, with the existence of which in my possession will disqualify the Korban Pesach. Oh, so now it says a chalos shem matzah, starting when? Starting at midday in Erev Pesach, and therefore, and now is when it becomes matzah. That's why these Rishonim say you better bake the matzah on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, because before then, it's not matzah. It's not really matzah in the full sense. Okay? And I quoted other psukim and so on. We don't have to read all of it now. The Gemara has them psukim daf chav chesem beis, telling us when you have to, you're not allowed to have chametz anymore. Fine. You can take a look at those sources based on the Zavachta Pesach and also chalav chametz. Fine. You're not allowed to have chametz. Look at what Rashi 105. Psukim chav chesem beis. Also chal olav mishas shchita. When can't you have matzah? I'm sorry, when can't you have chametz? From the time of the shchita, which was midday. So therefore, it's at that point that we have a distinction between chametz and matzah. There is, in halachic terminology, a chalos shem matzah. Now this is matzah. This is something different. This is not subject to that iser of chametz. But when does it become matzah? Only at that point. And therefore, the Rav explained, that's precisely why Rav the Rash Mishan says, you cannot bake the matzahs earlier. You can't. Because it's not a chalos shem of matzah. Now, the other Rishonim who say that it applies all day, will say, like Ramban, will say, yeah, maybe it applies all day because there is a chalos shem chametz in the morning also. Not because of the Korban Pesach, but because of the mitzvah to get rid of chametz, which applies the whole day of Erev Pesach. And actually, you could start sometime the night before with the bedikas chametz and so on. So halachically, there's already a concept of chametz and a distinction between chametz and matzah that goes into effect earlier, but not before that. Not before the night before Pesach. So therefore, Friday afternoon, says of Shimshon Mishan, that the Mordechai quotes that we saw before, no, he says you cannot bake it earlier. That you have no choice. You can't bake it Erev Pesach because it's Shabbos. You have no choice. You have to bake it after Shabbos. Extreme matzah baking. You have no choice because it's not halakhically called matzah until that point. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. You need a chalos shem of matzah. Now, what about the Rav Yehudah Gaon who says, well, if you're going to bake it on Friday, it looks like you're preparing on Shabbos for after Shabbos. How does it look like that? What are you talking about? You're baking it on Friday. So he has a raya, Rav Soloveitchik explained, based on a sugi in Beitza. We'll go through this part quickly and we'll move to finish. In 107, the Mishnah beginning of Beitza says, Beitza shol yontif. An egg was laid on yontif. So Beishamai says you can eat it, but Beisilo, here is stringent, says, lo seyochel. Why not? The Gemara has a whole pack of reasons, one of which in 110 is based on a pasuk in Chumash and Parshat Mishalach. It says, you have to prepare for Shabbos on Friday. So the Gemara in Beitza, Beis and Beis, quotes the famous opinion of Rabbah, who holds that something called Hachana, right? You're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. And he writes, okay, an egg which was laid today was finished before, okay, was completed inside before. So it's, even though it was done Mina Shamayim, no one did anything, but you're not allowed to use that egg if Yontif comes after Shabbos, an egg which has hatched on Shabbos, you can't eat on Yontif. Okay, or on Yontif, you can't eat it, and so on. So anyway, without all the details now, Rabbah concludes, look at the last words of 110, Chol Mechon Shabbos, Chol Mechon Yontif, Ein Yontif Mechon Shabbos, Ein Shabbos Mechon Yontif. Okay, anyway, the point is, look at the second Rashi, 111 there, Beitza, Beis, and Beis. The Chol Beitza in the Sealdo, in the Me'esmon Gomorlo, Mina Shemayim was finished, completed inside the mother's belly before. The Afal Gav De Shemayim, Usser, remains Usser. You're not allowed to use it, because Shabbos meals have to be prepared before. So Rav Soloveitchik said the following lumdus here. He said, maybe that's what Rav Yehudai Gaon had in mind also. Okay, what Rav Yehudai Gaon had in mind is that when does this matzah become matzah halachically? Like we said before, when there's a chalos shem of chametz, either the morning of Erev Pesach according to some, or not till the afternoon, when there's a chalos shem of chametz, then it becomes matzah. That happened on Shabbos. So therefore, it's like the beitzah shenolda b'Shabbos. Right, it's like the egg that was hatched. So therefore, the matzah became matzah. That's no good, because then the matzah is being prepared for after, because you're eating it Saturday night. So don't prepare it in advance, because that matzah is going to become halachically, even though it happens by itself, it happens mina shamayim, but it happens on Shabbos. That's when it becomes halachic matzah. So that's a problem, because Shabbos is being used. Now, it's not a real thing, because you didn't do anything. It's Maris Ayin. And he quoted a Tos and Beitz, a Lama Beitz, and that's why many people don't even... I'll take questions at the end.
Okay.
That's why the Tos and Beitz, a Lama Beitz, says... that's why many people don't eat the Esrog, after Sukkot, it goes into Simchas Torah and so on. And if what if Shabbos is right afterwards? Anyway, even though you didn't do anything, it looks like it was prepared. So that's what he says, the same thing over here to explain Rabbi Yehudai Gaon. But it's based on the same idea that matzah becomes matzah when? When it's a chalos shame of chametz, then it's a chalos shame of matzah. And that's why these people believed in this extreme matzah baking, would bake matzahs, motzei, dafka, motzei, Shabbos. And the idea of shimur, even a bechil mitparis, who's lenient, says, but the idea of ushmartem, you have to shmira l'shem matzahs mitzah. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't do the matzah shouldn't be needed with a K, shouldn't be needed by someone who's a minor or who's not mentally stable, chayr shalt a cotton, and even getting the rolls, getting everything ready, and so on. In fact, some even ask the question, why do we don't make a shechayon when we bake the matzahs? We do that, we make the sukkah, membav manalev, according to the opinion of the Gemara, or when you make the lulav, all right, matzah is different, there's no particular mitzah. So what does it mean? What does it mean then, chaviva mitzah b'shaita? Because every act of shimur, every act of being mishamer matzahs is itself a further kiyum in the mitzvah of shmiras matzah. And therefore, you have to do it after Shabbos, after, according to these views, do it afterwards. If you did it before, it's good, but every shimur is another step, so to speak. Now, one other ha'ara, and with this we'll move to finish. The Rav Yoh, I'm sorry, I'm a few minutes over. The Rav Yoh, there in Pesachim Tofnan Beis, mentioned a very interesting, different idea, why he thinks in 118 maybe it's a good idea to bake matzahs Motzei Shabbos. Again, as we saw before, the Vilna Gaon wasn't makbid in a regular year, and many people say it's a problem. We can't even imagine coming home from shul next Saturday evening after shul and halal and everything else, before the Seder, we're going to tell everybody, wait a minute, and we're going to bake the matzahs first now. We can't even imagine such a thing. But the Rav Yoh says an interesting thing. He says, you want to know something? He says, if you're going to do that, believe me, he says, look at the third to last line of 118. Yitnu lev ledakter b'shimur l'shma. Believe me, you're baking matzahs, he says, on Pesach night. You're going to be awfully careful. That's going to be the best one. You're not have chametz now. You're going to watch everything as carefully as you can. So hold that thought in mind. Lamaisa, the Torah quotes the different opinions, different Tofnun Ches, okay, with some of which we quoted already before. He has other reasons why it may be okay to bake the Motzei Shabbos. On the other hand, he says it's too much of a tircha for people. Okay, on the other hand, there's reason about the Melamitzas. I printed it in 120 on the next page, Radvaz, Chuva Chelak Aleph, Sim Tofline Zion, which he thinks it's not a good idea to wait till Saturday night. Do it on Friday because it's Tov Yonteh, if you're busy with things that with the Haggadah, and the kids won't be able to stay up, and so on and so on. And maybe you'll start too early before Shabbos is over with Chilul Shabbos. There's all kinds of reasons not to do it. Okay, I do want to mention our practice, just to defend our practice. Of course, we eat matzah much earlier. What happened to this wonderful idea? It's a very brilliant interpretation of Soloveitchik, that there's no chalos shem of matzah until there's a chalos shem of chametz. So how do we get out of that? So maybe we can get out. You know, obviously we're not worried about that. We have matzahs that are baked a long time before. But it's very interesting, you know, without going to the details now, in terms of kashering kalim, there's two different types of kashering we know. You kasher through water, it's called hagala, and you kasher through heat, it's fire directly, it's called libun, okay, with the blowtorch or the self-cleaning oven and so on. What needs what? So there's a distinction, halacha, and Avodah Zarah, I involve Amud Aleph, in what's called hetera bala and isura bala. What was absorbed? Was it something mutter absorbed that became usher? Let's say I have a milk is in fleishiks, right? They're both mutter. Just together you can't have. That's called hetera bala. As opposed to pork, non-kosher meat got absorbed. That's called isura bala. Okay, the difference between hetera and isura, what got absorbed. Without the details now. Tosus and Chul and Ches Manav 123 says, the name of Rabbeinu Tam, what do we consider chametz before Pesach? Is that hetera bala after you can eat it? That, or is that isura bala? After all, it's going to become usher. How do we treat that in terms of kasher and kalim? Again, not our topic now, just an interesting point. So Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that chometz, since you can eat it all night, all year, gabe chometz, which should be a terrible. It's mutter. It's a terrible. The Ramban is chidushim, and not tafan of Azar, I am Ramban of 124, says that chometz is isurabola. Well, we pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. It's considered a terrible. But if you hold like the Ramban, that means that there's a chalos shem of chometz all year long. He calls it isurabola. So we take this idea of Rav Soloveitchik and we hold like the Ramban. I'm just thinking out loud. Yeah, and we hold like the Ramban that you need a chalos shem of chometz in order for it to become matzah. Well, there's a chalos shem chometz. It's relevant all year long. Okay, just as a side point. The Mishabur at the end says in Simtofnon Chesip Kotan Dala 126, Kosra Poskim, if you bake matzahs on Erev Pesach, on Pesach night, you know, it's a bad idea. Don't do any more than you absolutely need because he's worried about Afroshes Challah and other problems as well. I do want to mention one other Ha'ara in the back page. I mentioned in Shul, and this will finish up and just share one quick message. Okay. There is an isser of chametz all year long that we don't think about, but in the Beis Hamikdash, posting in this morning's laning 127. You cannot bring chametz with rare exceptions as a mincha offering. A mincha was a flour offering, can't bring it chametz. Okay. And even if it's only a little bit, it's not recognizable and so on. That's the Rambam Paskin in 130, Hilchos Surim Yizbech, Perakei Aloha Aleph, okay, based on a Gemara in Menachos, Nun Chesam and Aleph, right? No chametz on the Mizbech. So there was a chalos shem of chametz in the Beis HaMikdash all year long. So maybe that will also help us that maybe there's a chalos of matzah, according to that view. Bottom line, Rabbosai, this will conclude. Bottom line, most people that I know are not baking matzah next Motzei Shabbos, extreme matzah baking. Most people don't bake it on a regular Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's the truth. But the point of the Rav Yoh is a very interesting point. He says he thinks it's a good idea. You know why? You're going to be extra special careful. When you're baking, you know, matzah and Pesach night, it's already Pesach. Boy, you're going to be darn sure. You're going to be very sure to make sure that everything's 100%. And the truth of the matter is, maybe that's part of the message, whether we follow that practice or not, maybe that's part of the message of matzah as opposed to chametz. You know, part of the thing of chametz is that chametz, you know, you can take our time. Chametz means taking your time, right? You don't have to bake it now. You can let it rise. In fact, there's a certain amount of time with chametz. They're not supposed to do anything. Just let it rise. You sit there, you know, you walk out of the room, right? Matzah requires constant attention. Matzah requires alacrity. And in that sense, Chazal understood that when a pasuk says "Ushmartem es hamatzos," the Mechilta in Mesechta Pesach Parsha Tes 131, "Ushmartem es hamatzos." Don't read "Ushmartem es hamatzos." "Ushmartem es hamitzos." "Ushmartem es hamitzos." "Kederach shein machmitzin es hamatzah, kachin machmitzin es hamitzos." Don't delay when it comes to mitzvahs. As Morris says in Brachos Yitzanim and Aleph, Rabbi Chazanvi would say in his Tefillah every day, "Ribono Olamim, Goloi Yadu Lefanecha." Hashem, you know very well that we want to do what you want us to do. What prevents us? Seor Shabisa, Rashi says, the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is compared to leaven. First of all, it inflates things. Okay, it makes things more important or more of a big deal than they are. But in other areas also, it's like chametz in the sense that it reflects a certain laziness, shall we say. a certain laziness. That's the Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Vav. Rabbi Amidas Hazrizas talks about. He says the worst thing to be lazy. That's part of the Yetzer Hara, is to be lazy. Yeah, I'll do it later. I'll get to it later. Right? I won't do it now. He says, and he says in the second paragraph, there's a tira ki teva adam. That's the nature of a person. Okay, he doesn't want to do. I don't want to work now. You know, the old line. You know, never put off till tomorrow what you can put off till the next day. Right? By nature, he says we're lazy. But he said that eats away at a person. It eats away at somebody. Okay. And you know, I could have done this. I should have done this. And we're lazy about it. And it's really we have this now. I think. You know, because people, our lives were changed because of COVID and so on. And they speak about it. Psychologists are talking about it. There are articles about it. You know, not only COVID fatigue, but a certain amount of laziness that takes over. And that's a very, very bad midah. Laziness is a bad midah. Chometz, you know, it reflects in this regard, reflects a certain laziness that can delay. And, you know, I'll do it now and I can do it later. Matzah, especially you're baking matzah Pesach night, you're going to be on top of that 100%. And even matzah, you ever go to a matzah bakery? It's like, it's so, everyone's on top of everything, making sure that everything's done 100% with alacrity and with care and with concern. That's really where a person is supposed to approach a Kaddish Baruch. And there's a thin line. I said there's a thin line between matzah and chometz. There's a thin line. You know, sometimes just, you know, I'll get to it later. I'll do it later. No, you're not going to do it later. Do it now. Okay, you have something that's proper to be done. Don't say I'll put it off till later. And sometimes just, you know, I want to call up my friend. I want to say, I'm not going to call now. I'm busy. Maybe he doesn't want to hear from me. Maybe. And by the way, you forgot about it. And we get lazy with things. And that's a terrible kind of midah. Chometz and matzah, that's a difference between chometz and matzah. It's a fine line sometimes. And sometimes you say the right word and you say the wrong word. Okay, and sometimes you overthink it, and you saw, and I'm guilty of this myself. My wife likes to point it out to me. I overthink. Well, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say, but you overthink things, sometimes you don't accomplish. Okay, that doesn't mean you go into things hastily. Again, that's what matzah teaches. You got to go into it very carefully, no doubt about it. You have to be concerned, you have to be on top of what you're doing, no doubt about that. But you do it in such a way that there's a certain enthusiasm, there's a certain alacrity to it. We don't bake our matzahs Motzei Shabbos. That far we don't go. But nonetheless, what we should do is we should approach the Seder and we should be chipazon. That's so much the emphasis on Yetzias Mitzrayim talks about chipazon. Chipazon, Yetzias Mitzrayim. There was haste, there was alacrity, there was tumbling, there was busyness. That's what keeps a person going. You get lazy. And how many times we hear about people who no longer, you know, that they're not going to work or they have different schedules, they get lazy. And that's what we need to do. We need to make sure that our approach to mitzvahs and our approach to Torah, our approach to life and our approach to other people reflects excitement, reflects alacrity, that takes the matzah approach, right? The approach, I got to be on top of this. I got to do it quickly. I got to watch what I'm doing. And I got to be careful. We'll achieve great results in that regard. I take the opportunity to wish everybody a beautiful, healthy Chag Kosher V'Sameach. We should enjoy each other's company. Those who are having company, having relatives, whatever it is, whoever you're with, people should enjoy. And we should do the Pesach Seder and all the mitzvahs with alacrity and with the proper enthusiasm. And in that sense, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept our Seder, Kasher Zuchino L'Sados, Okei Nizkei La'Soso. And we should have the opportunity to all be together in Yerushalayim, B'mehera V'Ameinu, Chag Kosher V'Sameach to all.
Chag Kosher V'Sameach, Rabbi.